I realized after my heartbreak and after a whole lot of healing that what I thought was love wasn't love at all. I was in limerence with this person.
Welcome to the Sensuality Academy podcast, where I share tangible techniques to help you embody your femininity, enhance your sex life, and elevate your relationships. I'm your host, Eleanor Hadley, sensuality coach and founder of Sensual Yoga. Now let's unleash your inner sensualista.
Welcome, my loves, to episode 51 of the Sensuality Academy podcast. Now, if you've paid attention to the intro of this podcast, you'll know that one of the main pillars that I love teaching about is elevating your relationships. That's why I have so many episodes about communication on the podcast, and it's why I dedicated an entire module to the topic in my online course, Embodied. It's actually the final module in the 6-week intensive, and it's intentionally last because I take you on a journey throughout this course from deeply understanding yourself and your conditioning, understanding the energetics of polarity through connecting with your body, exploring your pleasure and orgasmic potential on your own so that you're already feeling fully embodied in yourself. This way, you can bring your whole self to a partnership, allowing deeper, more authentic connections and the ability to surrender and communicate more effectively. I've recently been receiving the post-course feedback surveys from my most recent round of embodied students, and here's what one student had to say. I absolutely loved this course. It was everything I was needing and more. Before the course, I felt incredibly disconnected from myself and my sex drive was very low. I learned so much about female pleasure and the female anatomy, as well as so many practical exercises that have helped me feel more connected to myself and my partner. Another student also shared that I feel like I now have the tools to communicate more effectively and fairly. She also shared that her and her partner were working through some of the modules together too, which I thought was a wonderful idea. It makes me so happy to share this work with you, and I'm excited to be opening Embodied back up for enrollment in just a few weeks' time. You know the deal, head to thesensualityacademy.com/embodied-waitlist to join the waitlist now and be notified once enrollments open up again. Otherwise, if you're listening to this in a few weeks after the release date or later, head to thesensualityacademy.com/embodied to enroll. All of the links are also in the show notes for you as well. Today, I want to talk about relationships, but from a different perspective. Specifically, the start of relationships and how to tell if it's real. We've all been there when we meet someone and suddenly feel starry-eyed, like we've met the one at last. And side note, I very much don't believe in the one. I don't think that it's in any way helpful to put this pressure on life to serve up just one person and one person only for you. It leads to misery when we think that we've loved and lost the only one for us, and heartache when we haven't yet met someone who ticks every single box on our list that we've expected that one person will tick. But I digress. When you first fall in love, it's actually not love at all, but infatuation. Or, more specifically, what I'll be sharing about more in today's episode, it's limerence. Our hormones and neurotransmitters play a huge role in that gooey, blissed out feeling we get when we think we've finally stumbled upon that person that just gets us, who sees us, who wants us. But this chemical cocktail can be so misleading. Firstly, we have dopamine, which makes us feel like we can't get enough, like we're intoxicated by this person. Then we have oxytocin, which creates this beautiful bond with this new person. Then adrenaline spikes, creating these feelings of euphoria, but also emotional dependency. And then, interestingly, serotonin actually drops, causing this increase in desire to get more. At the start of a new relationship, we can feel so excited by this person and have all of these lovey-dovey feelings that come up for them. And they're beautiful and it's super fun to experience, don't get me wrong. But the problem can lie in when we assume this is love. But love and limerence are totally different. Limerence is a term and a concept that was first coined by Dorothy Tenov in her book Love and Limerence. And it's that feeling we experience of emotional arousal, romantic infatuation, and that craving that we get for someone. You know how we've grown up with the fairy tale trope of how a new crush gives you butterflies and that being awkward and highly nervous is a sign that you just really must like them so much. That could actually be limerence. Now, love and limerence can overlap for sure, but remember that limerence is typified by full-on infatuation and borderline obsession with this object of desire. You might hear that and think it's a bit extreme, but I would place my bets that most of us have experienced some level of limerence before. So, what are the signs of limerence exactly? When you exaggerate their positive traits and downplay or straight up ignore their flaws. Now, we all do this to some degree at the start of a relationship, yes, but if you're in limerence, you're not even allowing yourself to see the potential red flags waving all up in your face or even really determine compatibility. If you're in limerence, you might experience a hyper-focus on the other person to the point where you get distracted from your day-to-day life and revolve your whole day around interacting with this other person. Whether that's waiting by the phone for a text back anxiously, waiting to hear from them, being unable to focus on work in the meantime, or obsessively waiting for your next date and struggling to be present with yourself or others until then. Putting someone on a pedestal is another sign of limerence, and pedestalization is something that I find so frustrating. It can seem as though it's complimentary and that it's flattering, but I think that it can be quite dehumanizing. When you place someone on a pedestal and project this image of perfection and flawlessness onto them, again, ignoring any red flags and rationalizing even poor behavior as acceptable simply because you dig them, what this does is it creates this idea that they're perfect, and then when they aren't, either you're ignoring it or later on, your illusion of them can be crushed. And that's not fair on the other person either, because you're creating this idea of them, which is not reality. When you're in limerence, you can feel like this person is your soulmate and that you're meant to be together really early on, like before you really truly know them, kind of thing. Now, I know that sometimes when you know, and I've been there. And I'm not insinuating that you don't have an intuitive feeling about people that isn't worth following, but this is when you kind of lose sight of the reality and you project this fantasy, this fantastical image of meant to be, we're meant to be, onto someone. Remember how I said before that when we first fall in love, we have a biochemical reaction. Your serotonin levels are lowered so much, almost to the levels as those with a OCD, which trigger the reward center of the brain. And there's an increase in dopamine, the one that makes us feel fully intoxicated. And it's hard to detox from this. It's like a drug addiction. And so being with your new partner can create this huge rush of pleasure. But similarly with drugs, once they're gone, you feel this big crash, almost like a withdrawal. Have you been there? I know I've been there. Honestly, it makes love sound pretty bloody dramatic, doesn't it? No wonder we've written so many stories and movies about the drama that is love, lust, and limerence. Another major sign that you're in limerence and not love is that you're addicted to the fantasy of the relationship. Perhaps it's potential or maybe a projection of what you perceive you could be together or who this person really is, but it's not grounded in reality. You're ignoring those flags. You're ignoring the real truth of the person or the situation. And I know I've personally been here. I went through a huge heartbreak earlier this year that left me really fucking bruised, to say the least. I was love bombed really hard. And love bombing, for those of you who don't know, is when someone will absolutely overwhelm you with affection and promises about a future together, only to turn around and withdraw completely, leaving you blindsided and shell-shocked. So for me, being love bombed, told I was perfect, everything they were looking for, that they imagined a future together, essentially talking like they were committed, before quickly peacing out and ghosting me, this only added to the experience of limerence. I realized after my heartbreak and after a whole lot of healing that what I thought was love wasn't love at all. I was in limerence with this person. I had created this fantasy of this potential relationship, bolstered by the intense love bombs being thrown my way, and I had broken my own damn heart because my expectations and assumptions fueled by this fantasy weren't met. I got way ahead of myself. The person who had alluded to emotional availability was nothing of the sort, and I was left putting my heart back together when the relationship didn't reach the potential that I had crafted in my mind. Perhaps you can relate. I hope I'm not the only one. I'm sure I'm not. Limerence, though. Limerence differs from lust in that lust tends to be about sexual desire, focused primarily on the external, the physical, and the pursuit of pleasure and sexual gratification with this person. Whereas limerence tends to be about emotional dependence. All of this is to illustrate that it's important to be cautious at the start of a relationship. I want you to ask yourself, do you like them? Or do you just like that they like you? Are you choosing them? Or are you simply allowing yourself to be chosen? Do you like who they really are or the idea of them? Do you like the reality of your relationship or the projected fantasy that you've created? Do they make you nervous, or are you actually comfortable around them? Are you in love, or could it be limerence? Now, limerence does have a tendency to fizzle. Ignoring all the realities and all that projection will do that, but not always. Limerence can turn into love, or should I say that when limerence subsides, it's possible for love to come through afterwards. Speaking of which, let's now look at love. I think it's important to take some time individually to really tune into our own personal definition of love, because everyone's is going to be different. Personally, for me, I feel like deep, lasting love is typified by feelings of comfort, compatibility, trust, stability, security. None of these things sound particularly sexy, but they are the foundations of a healthy long-term relationship. I think where we trip ourselves up is that we mistake limerence for love. We assume that love must feel exciting, passionate, all-consuming. And when that inevitably wears off, we assume that the absence of limerent feelings is an absence of love itself. I don't know about you, but I've been in relationships where my partner assumed that something was wrong because those feelings, that new relationship energy, had worn off. They had this assumption that love means rainbows and butterflies all the time, infatuation, damn near obsession, a total absence of conflict, which clearly is entirely unrealistic. Instead of talking about how we fall in love, losing ourselves and becoming all consumed with passion and near obsession with the other person, can we instead reframe and seek to grow in love. Understanding one another on a deeper and deeper level, feeling aligned in our values, our goals, feeling safe, compatible, like you can be your whole self, light and dark, and still be loved. There's nothing worse than feeling like someone only likes the bright, shiny side of you, only to get triggered when you're less than sparkly, or worse, they just bounce altogether. I've been there. I wanted to share these ideas of love, lust, and limerence with you to perhaps give you something to consider the next time you're dating or even when you're falling for someone. Not from a place of pessimism, but instead realism, awareness, if you will. A task I give my one-on-one clients who are actively dating is to write a list, often in your notes app on your phone so it's easily accessible, of things you desire in a relationship. These are about your values, to see if they align, the qualities you wish them to have, the behavior and treatment you expect and deserve, plus the boundaries you need to set and to ensure aren't crossed. Basically, it's a list of things to remember so you don't lose yourself or get caught in fantasy. A huge one that my clients have found to be a game changer and, quite frankly, a rather confronting concept is, do I like them or do I just like that they like me? Am I choosing them or am I simply allowing myself to be chosen? I'm going to say that again. Am I choosing them or am I simply allowing myself to be chosen? Because I see the former all the time with my clients, my friends, and of course with myself. As women especially, we've been conditioned to put the feelings of others before our own, along with the expectation that we should just be flattered by attention of any kind. Sometimes to the degree that we don't ever even think about checking in with ourselves and deciding for ourselves if this person is someone that we want to be with, let alone build a relationship and a future with. So my invitation to you is to take a moment and ask yourself, how often have I actively chosen a partner? I'm not suggesting you never have, of course, but perhaps you recognize that some of your early relationships, those that you look back on and wonder, what the fuck was I thinking? Perhaps some of those people chose you and you just kind of went with it. It happens more than we might be aware of and more than we might like to admit. And so, the next time you're in the throes of that intoxicating new relationship energy, take your time, don't rush, and really tune in with yourself. What you want, what you need, what's important to you, and whether this person meets you where you're at. It can be so tempting to rush into things, especially when it feels so damn good. Trust me, I know. This is someone who thought she had met her damn soulmate and fell madly in limerence within a matter of days. Like, chill the fuck out, babe. Take your time. And again, if you want to learn more about relationships, love, communication, and managing conflict in a healthy, sustainable way, I would love for you to join me in Embodied. Check the show notes out now and join the waitlist because enrollments open in just a few weeks. All right, my loves, I wish you deep, true, lasting love. See you in the next episode. And until then, stay sensual. Before you head off to listen to another episode, I want to tell you about my 6-week course called Embodied. I have had so many people asking me to teach more online because you're all missing out on my in-person workshops. So I've got you. Embodied is an online experience which will help you to drop into your most sensual self. Through video lessons, curated exercises, workbooks, and guided meditations, along with weekly live group coaching sessions with me, we'll explore how to truly feel embodied from the inside out. Each week, we'll dive into a new topic to help you connect deeper with yourself, your pleasure, and your loved ones. We'll explore themes such as self-inquiry and deconditioning, the energetics of feminine and masculine polarity, menstrual cycle awareness, self-intimacy and self-pleasure, sex and orgasm, of course, and relationships and communication. This course is an intensive exploration in my favorite topics to teach and to help you unlock your inner sensualista. Waitlist students will receive bonus content plus priority enrollment. To get yourself on the waitlist, head to thesensualityacademy.com/embodied-waitlist or simply find the link in the episode description and show notes. I cannot wait for you to join me. Let's get embodied.